WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the centers so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
When hitting off from Doorbell, your best bet is the best rest in Hotel International. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep, then leave your car for the duration of your trip up to 4 weeks at the best rest in Doorbell secure parking lot. Hop aboard Best Western's free 24-hour day airport shuttle. For less than just the cost of parking at other lots, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool to gain an extra hour of sleep. Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking package is for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. Your best bet is the best rest in Hotel International. Go to the S in Doorbell Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
Thank you. From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickard in studio with us. And we got a brand new control board up on board, our good friend and colleague, Bob Cassini. Bob, welcome to the show.
Glad you could join us today, Bob.
How are you doing?
We're doing just fine. Well, Steve, today's topic, we're going to start off talking about one of our favorite places to go, St. Johnsbury, Vermont.
The beautiful Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, down in St. Johnsbury. And the Comfort Inn and Suites right off Interstate 91 at Highway 5. Named in 2003, the Comfort Inn of the Year, the number one Comfort Inn all around the world. And I mention that to people. They say St. Johnsbury, Vermont had the number one Comfort Inn. But it's not your traditional Comfort Inn, which might be like a little dowdy roadside motel in the middle of an industrial park. This is a first-class Comfort Inn.
Oh, we got into it right away. They bill themselves as the Taj Mahal of Vermont, and it's not a mausoleum. It's actually a beautiful hotel. You walk into it, and there's a beautiful atrium, about three stories high as you walk into the place. You check in. On the right, you're going to have the check-in desk. On the left, you've got there. They got a fireplace and a couple couches where we sit down. We usually relax in front of that. It's a fake fire, but it's still quite soothing and relaxing.
And you can go to the breakfast room, beautiful breakfast room right off the lobby where you can chow down and a wide variety. It's not just a couple of donuts.
You make your own waffles in this place.
Oh, yes, waffles with Vermont maple syrup. There's cereals and a variety of juices. You can help out your fight against prostate cancer with the cranberry juice.
Cranberry juice, yes. And step two, in your own room, yes.
Yes, luckily there is a Brooks Pharmacy in St. Johnsbury.
Paper Dells, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, downstairs, of course, they have a games room. They also have this is really like an arcade. You've got foosball and you've got pinball machines and whatnot.
There's exercise equipment and a whirlpool, indoor pool.
Yes. The whirlpool, the sauna, and a nice little swimming pool, sort of a T-shaped swimming pool as you get into it. But it's well worth it. It's great. You get in there. It's soothing.
They have a sauna,
relaxing.
Too.
Yes, they have a sauna, and they even have a shower with a bench that you discovered.
Yes, a very relaxing place, too.
Where, once again, you did your fight against prostate cancer.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed my time in the shower stall. And, of course, just step outside in the warm weather. They have the outdoor terrace with chairs. You can take in the beautiful surroundings of the Green Mountains of Vermont and just breathe in that refreshing air. That in itself is a treat.
I think that, for me, was one of the most alluring things, being there. It's such a nice... all-encompassing kind of a hotel where they have virtually every service you can expect in a major hotel, yet you can open the windows wide on the second floor or the third floor, and most hotels these days have the doors which are sealed shut. You open it and you get the fresh air, and that air in that particular region of Vermont is so sweet and oxygen-rich. It's great for rest and relaxation.
You're near the town, you're near the highway, but you don't hear any of those noises either. You could be like miles into the country. It just open the window, and it is so quiet outdoors.
Well, that's it. It's, in spite of the fact that it's right on the highway, even when a truck comes by, you may hear them, but not quite so loud as if you were actually on the highway and trying to flag these guys down. No, and it's right near the entranceway to the 93, so you can head down straight to Boston. It's a great place to stop over. It's a great destination, too. St. Johnsbury in and of itself, we found it quite interesting. I don't know, some people might... If you don't have imagination, you get bored in virtually any town, even in Montreal. You might sit around going, well, geez, I'm going to be stuck in Montreal for the long weekend with a comedy festival on.
Something to do. But the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium in St. Johnsbury, a great collection. It takes you back to the turn of the century between the 1800s and 1900s when collecting species from around the world. It was a Fairbanks scale factory.
That was the interesting thing.
Johnsbury, one of the benefactors of the museum.
One thing for sure, there's an awful lot of people who are into different wildlife shows and things. It's a very popular topic, and at the Fairbanks Museum, you can certainly get a great exposure to this because they have virtually all species. Even parakeets, They say that they've been parakeet stuffed for years. I say they look
didn't come from the local Walmart.
I say they look exactly like the parakeet I saw last week at the Walmart. Yeah, the near death parakeet display.
And some great restaurants as well. You know, St. Johnsbury Diner. We stopped off.
The Surf and Sirloin.
Surf
restaurant.
And Sirloin. Calvin Belknap, the master chef, coming over from the Mount Washington Resort, moved back to his hometown of St. Johnsbury, and it's nice to go to a family run restaurant where the chef comes out, talks to you, and very accommodating with regards to the
and the
excellent
food.
Portions, yep. Excellent food.
The food is great. Oy, oy, oy. Is it fantastic? You know, I have my. It doesn't matter what kind of steak, whether we're having ourselves the prime rib or whether you're having just an ordinary New York cut or anything like that. The steak is just fantastic.
Oh, tender filet mignon, tender. Hey, you don't need a knife. It almost it just melts in your mouth.
And of course, the Black Bear Tavern and Restaurant.
Oh, that's another favorite. Another favorite. In a typical New England relaxation style.
Oh, listen, you know, don't eat, you know, don't order four or five, or don't even order two of their appetizers, because they're meal size, these appetizers. You're going to walk around, you're going to say, I need a wheelbarrow to get out of here. It's an incredible place.
And you will not go hungry. You will not go hungry.
The Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury, Vermont, of course, has won the Gold Award, which we thought was the Morty Gold Award.
And they're given out by their accountant?
Yeah.
Morty Gold. Yeah, a fabricated award that we give ourselves. Yeah.
I saw some of Morty Gold's cousins, the seagulls, in the in the parking lot near the dumpster, yes.
Well, yeah. Now, at any rate, the Gold Award within the Choice Hotels chain is their award for the best Comfort Inn in the entire chain. And literally, they deserve it. We've been around the States. We've seen some really nice ones. And the standards are getting higher and higher every time we go. But this particular place is well deserving of it. And the people are what set it apart.
Because you can stay at a chain hotel, and it might be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or Des Moines, Iowa, or someplace, and fine, they have the basic standards across the chain where they say, oh, continental breakfast is included, or we have this amenity or that amenity. But you can stay at a hotel, and it is the people. And I remember stays at hotels because of the people who have been very good to us and have provided the utmost in hospitality.
Yeah, bed, table, chair, hanging out, Spectrovision. You know, one hotel is not another hotel. And the thing about it is that the Comfort Inn here, they also, it's the people. You walk in, the people are friendly at the front desk. The people, when you walk in, it's, and more so than your just hotel where they put on their plastic smile and they say hee ha 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 or anything like that. No, you walk in, they're genuinely warm, genuinely caring.
You still have to sit in
and
the bedroom.
Personally, I put the, I like their little chocolate chip cookie when we walk in, and, you know, that's a great thing for the check-in.
And of course, the just a smile. You can put in a directory and in a training manual. Oh, this is what we say to each guest as they walk in the room, and walk in to check in. But of course, if they don't, you hire the people that have that personality.
Well, yeah, and they do that. Even when we first checked in there back in 2002, when we first met up with local people from the area, and of course our friend BCC, good old Chris. When we got the tour of the property, we got a distinct feeling that this guy genuinely was a fun person, and there was more to it than the plastic standard, you know, this is the way you act, and these are, you know.
This is how we do the property tour, and these are the questions, and this is how we're going to do it, because people will remember that, and I remember as all through the time, different stays that we have had in different properties where somebody from the front desk or food and beverage or the general manager or the sales director has gone out of his or her way to make that stay memorable.
In addition to that, when we come back there, I remember one time we needed to stop off. There, something came up. We needed to use a telephone, and I needed to get something done. We stopped off at the Comfort Inn St. Jay. They remember us. They say, come on in, sit down. And they offered you, they said, why don't you use the Whirlpool? Stay here for 15, 20 minutes.
Rather than sit in the lobby or twiddle my thumbs, they said, hey, go down to the pool and relax. Enjoy yourself.
They have free internet access just off of their lobby. There's a computer available for everybody. And lately, their new addition is free high-speed internet in the room. So you bring in your laptop, you just plug it into the network port, and voila, you are on the internet.
The Comfort Inn and Suite St. Johnsbury, just off Interstate 91 at Highway 5 in St. Johnsbury, 1-800 for choice to get all the information. And check them out on the internet, vtcomfortinsuites.com.
And that's the Comfort Inn, St. Johnsbury Suites, the Vermont's Taj Mahal.
2003 Comfort Inn of the Year. Well worth a stop-off while you're touring New England.
Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business and leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like Golden Age of Rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio. Special guest on the line, Mary Gallagher, talking to us about the great resort in Florida.
Mary Gallagher's down in Miami. Welcome to Travel World, Mary.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be back. I've been having a wonderful week in the Miami area. Today, I woke up in North Miami Beach at the Turnberry Resort, which is one of the Fairmont properties. And my suite looks out over this spectacular golf course with high-rise buildings behind it. It's quite dramatic. You would love it.
Oh,
it just sounds beautiful. The sunshine and not too far from the beach because, of course, you go to South Florida, there's beach activities as well.
Right. Everybody loves that. This area surrounding Miami has 15 miles of white sand beaches, and then there's you go by, people are out on every kind of motorized water thing you can ride on, and I've seen them taking little ultralight planes that they fly. You look like you've just got wings tacked to your back.
It's kind of like almost like a hang glider with an engine on it somewhere.
Right. And what I've liked so much about it here is how international Miami is. This is the second largest international airport in the U.S., and the people, everywhere you go, you hear every single language. You can eat every kind of food, buy all kinds of things from all over the world.
Some great Cuban restaurants in Miami. Steve and I were down there back in 1999 that we discovered the area.
Yeah. Were you in Little Havana?
That's where we went.
Isn't that fun?
I got a little kick out of these little poppers that they made, which was almost like a cornbread with a filling in it, which was delicious.
Right.
And the thing that I found was most surprising was that the Cuban food is not necessarily so hot and spicy as one might imagine it would be.
Right. Not quite that Cajun real hot stuff.
Oh, no, yeah. That would set my mouth on fire. Jump in a volcano to cool off some of this stuff. But the Miami Beach area, when we went there, Stephen and I, back in 1999, was you get all varieties of people at Miami Beach, and it's not just the
very
quiet
cosmopolitan.
Beach. Yeah. You have different areas, different kinds of people. The motorized vehicles, you can use that too as well. I enjoyed walking through the water on the beach myself, a little bit of swimming. Although there sometimes are advisories that for the man of war that you got to pay attention to the safety signs that are out there. But still, you can also sit in your hotel if it's right on the beach and really just enjoy the sunrise and the ocean.
Well, today I brought with me two guests. One is Tammy Pale, who's the spa director at the Turnberry, and the other is Rudolph Gimme, who's the rooms division manager here at the Turnberry. And both of them, are, of course, live here and are experts on the area, as well as various resorts, including, of course, their own, the Turnberry, and all the features that are available here. And I'd like Rudolph to give us a couple ideas. And then I want to talk about the spa treatments I've had here and at the Sonesta Resort.
Oh, I like the spa. So we'll talk to Rudolph, but we want to get quickly to Tammy because, of course, we're very partial to spas here on Travel World.
So, Rudolph, what are some of the real attractions that I could just come and live in this unit forever and partake?
Well, basically, we have many guests that come down here for both business and leisure. Due to the fact that we are fairly close to both the city centers of Miami and Fort Lauderdale. When you come here, you basically can just arrive here with your limousine directly to the guest wing. You go out on the golf course in the morning, have a beautiful lunch in our veranda restaurant at the pool, then head out to play an hour of tennis or enjoy some spa treatments with Tammy's staff.
Speaking of spa treatments, yes.
Yeah, you want to hear about those spa treatments already?
Well, you know something, Mary, you're one of the very lucky people that we keep hearing about. Every trip you go on, you've got these great spa treatments.
I know I keep getting younger and younger. It's just fantastic.
That's
but,
what we do.
We're on radio. We're not on TV, so I can tell you anything.
Exactly.
So, Tammy, you're pretty active also in the Spa Association, and what kind of things do you see right now is the future of botanicals or other treatments? Well, one of the things is, you're right, I'm on the International Spa Association. I've been a board member for 4 years and an active committee person for 7 years total. So the trends that are happening in the industry are, of course, the duet. You know, anything with couples. People don't take the vacations like they want to, the long 1 week, 2 week. They're doing the mini getaways. And, you know, what we're finding is families want to also spa together. So a lot of the two-hour treatments that are duet treatments where you can be together through a total ritual experience, like you're soaking in the tub, you know, receiving a scrub, and then ending with a massage. That's what's happening in our industry.
Now, here I noticed there were some more exotic treatments. You have an Indian-based treatment that drips oil on your forehead. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's actually, it is from India. It's an Ayurvedic treatment, and it's called the Passage to India, and it's a two-hour treatment. And basically, Mary, just as you said, you get a scrub first, which exfoliates your skin, hydrates your skin with a great lotion, and then you have warm oil that runs onto your third eye, and then the therapist does a scalp massage. It's a great relaxing treatment.
I can see you with that one, Willem.
getting my third eye massaged?
Yes,
oil dripped on it.
Yes, that it's too. Happened before.
It's definitely happened before. Oh, my goodness. I really enjoy these kinds of massages. But one of the other things we enjoy with from the spa treatments are the different kinds of things that they have. They have sometimes the Vichy spa, which is the hot, many shower heads. And it's on a horizontal bench. And there's also the Aqua Jet. We were in one in the Catskills, Steve, where I had one. It's almost like a Formula One race car seat with almost 400 jets of water, and that's another one of those therapeutic things. Of course, when the lady who was administering this walked out and the thing was filling up with water, it was all bubbling, I figured she was just throwing in some seasonings, and that was going to be supper.
You were going to be the lunch, huh?
Yeah. Take me for dinner. There's a good one.
And we do have the hydrotherapy tub here,
mm-hmm.
And we also have a lot of Willow Stream signature treatments with the Vichy shower, along with the hydrotherapy tub.
Yeah.
We have our own signature massage, which is the relaxation massage, which starts with a ritual of a foot bath, actually. It's a scrub and, again, hydration, and then we start through with a massage for you.
You know, I had a lot of problems after I had a scrub a few days ago because I was so smooth, my clothes kept slipping off.
Now, that's something that we aim for whenever we go to these massages.
You know, I think the other thing is when you're participating, if you're, like here, you're golfing, you're playing tennis, you're out at the beach, you are using muscles maybe that you weren't using every day in your normal life, and the idea of being able to go from those type of activities at any resort and then go into the spa and get treated, kind of get your creaks pummeled out of your body is pretty spectacular.
And Mary, you know, to touch on that just for a second, Willow Stream has developed a specific golf performance massage that can be done before or after your golf game, but it's basically to work out the kinks, to focus on areas of the body that have become tight, that, you know, that inhibit you from having that great golf swing that you need when you get out there to play. So it's called the golf performance massage, and it's absolutely incredible.
I think, Rudolph, you can tell us, there's two golf courses here at Turnberry, and is golf really a huge attraction to the South Florida area for most tourists?
It sure is. We are lucky enough to have two 18-hole golf courses directly on property, both designed by Robert Trent Jones Sr. One of them is a par 70, one of them a par 72, and they are quite tremendous. And for avid golfers we have coming out here, they have, for example, our golf package. They come out here in the morning and they play 18, 36 holes of golf, just interrupted by a quick lunch at the Grill Restaurant, which is our 19th green. And it's quite amazing, and Florida is quite the attraction in regards to golf.
Well, Mary, you definitely have a great deal of a choice on your chosen destinations when you go. And when you go to Miami, the Turnberry Resort sounds like it's definitely the place for people to visit, whether it's for golf, relaxation, or on the beach. We got about 10 seconds left to go. Can you give it the number?
I can give you some websites. How's that?
Go ahead.
www.miamiandbeaches.com. And then the Sonesta Resorts, they have three properties here.
You're
and
listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by Satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Site at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio once again here on the Star Guide 3 System ABC. And we've got Sharon Silverman online discussing the Brandywine Valley. Steve?
Yes, Sharon Silverman has written Brandywine Valley, the Informed Traveler's Guide. And she joins us today on Travel World. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Greetings from Pennsylvania.
Now, tell us a little bit more about Brandywine Valley. Exactly where is it? How easy is it or difficult to get to?
The Brandywine Valley is about 30 miles from Philadelphia, and it's easily accessible from anywhere along the eastern I-95 corridor. It's close to Baltimore, not far from Washington, and easy to get to from New York. There's great train service into Wilmington, Delaware, which is right at the center of the Brandywine Valley, and very easy to get to from almost the entire eastern half of Canada and the United States.
Now, what would somebody going to Brandywine Valley necessarily do when they get there?
I'd say that the top three draws in the area are gardens, art, and history. The area's top garden is Longwood Gardens, which has been named by National Geographic as one of the 50 places people should see in a lifetime. It's an incredible botanical complex with conservatories and outdoor gardens, started originally by Pierre S. DuPont. Winterthur, which is in Delaware, is another DuPont estate that's the premier showcase for American decorative arts, a beautiful mansion to tour through with lots of different tours. They also have museum galleries and an incredible outdoor garden with a great children's garden also. As far as other art goes, of course, the area is synonymous with the name of Andrew Wyeth, and all of the Wyeth family had settled in this area, starting with Andrew's father, N.C. Wyeth, and Andrew is still in the area, as well as his son, Jamie, and other relatives. A lot of their work is showcased at the Brandywine River Museum, the Delaware Art Museum, Delaware Center for Contemporary Arts, and loads of galleries in Westchester and Wilmington also offer art lovers much to see here. But there's really something for everyone. If you like antiquing, there are a lot of antique shops. The area is really beautiful. So just driving around and looking at the rolling hills and all of the vegetation, canoeing right along the Brandywine, there's pretty much something for everyone.
Now, you've fallen in love with the area over the past 20 years or so.
My first trip here was when I was about 11 years old, and my family went to Longwood Gardens and an amazing used bookstore called Baldwin's Book Barn, which I also feature in my book. And I think I did fall in love with it that day, and I've been very lucky to have lived right in this area. I'm in Westchester, which is right in the center of the Brandywine Valley. I've been here for about 16 years, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Now, if you were, some of your friends were coming to the Brandywine Valley, what would you take them on a little circular tour, or how would you approach it?
Well, assuming they had about a day or two, I definitely want them to see the highlights, which would be Longwood, Winterthur, the Brandywine River Museum, and Brandywine Battlefield Park, which is the visitor center and the battlefield area from the largest battle of the American Revolution. And then I would want to find out what their particular interests are. There are other sites here, for instance, Hagley Museum, which it really does it a disservice to call it a museum because it's so much more. But that's right along the Brandywine, and it's the site of the original DuPont powder mills. And it's a large complex. You can walk along the Brandywine and see the old machinery and the mill race. And they still have a working machine shop and lots of things for kids to do along that area. So I definitely take them there. And, of course, I take them out to eat. And we're very lucky in this area to have tremendous selection of restaurants. So whether they were looking for sushi or Mexican food or fine continental dining, I definitely want them to have some of the area's bounty.
Well, it's always good to have a place to eat because sometimes you want to get away from, like, the fast food mentality and take in some local dining experiences.
Definitely. And in the book, I tried to feature a variety of restaurants. I stayed away from the chains because everyone knows on vacation you can always find those along the shopping strip there. But we have some very unique restaurants in this area. One, for instance, is Simon Pierce, on the Brandywine, which is not only a fine restaurant with a gorgeous view, but also contains a glass-blowing studio and a retail shop. And all of the dishes and the glasses that are used in the restaurant are made by Simon Pierce Studio.
That's something particularly interesting to see, especially its local, unique art. One of the things that we touched on just in the past here, the Kennett Square area, you were talking about the influence of the DuPont family. That should be something that's very important to underscore, because you were talking about the DuPont Mills and, in fact, the entire family who made such a difference in the history of the United States.
Right, and in fact, the corridor north from Wilmington is known as Chateau Country because of the many DuPont estates that still dot that area up from Wilmington to Kennett Square. And several of them are available to tour. Winter Tour would be one. And another mansion that many people don't get to, but which is just as worthwhile seeing, is the Nemours Mansion and Gardens. A little different style of collecting than Winter Tour, but, you know, just amazing to see what people assembled and what their taste was and the technical innovations, because, of course, the DuPont family was groundbreaking in so many different technologies. And at Nemours, you'll see, you know, one of the first ice makers in the area. We take ice for granted, but it was certainly a big deal with refrigeration, you know, 100 years ago. So it's interesting to see things like that. Then when you make your way up to Kennett Square, you'll be in the mushroom capital of the world. So definitely if you go out to eat, you want to have some mushroom dishes, because Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, is the leading producer of mushrooms.
As long as they're not too magical, that is.
But the area is magical enough. You don't need any mushrooms.
I find it particularly interesting. One of the things that Steve and I enjoy tremendously whenever we travel the states is learning about the people that are from the area, and Brandywine Valley is no different. It's actually especially rich in this kind of thing because of the different people that made history in the states, that helped change, in fact, the way everybody lives. I am still dwelling on the DuPont family because that is just so fundamental to everything we do. I mean, around us, you can virtually find plastics and nylon everywhere, and that's something that the DuPonts gave us.
Absolutely right, and their legacy still continues here, of course. Wilmington, Delaware is dominated by DuPont office buildings. We joke about the DuPont Oval being everywhere, but DuPont is certainly quite a presence here, as well as the legacy, like you said, of the founders of the company and the family who, I mean, you really can't go too far without tripping over something that the DuPonts had to do with. But they've left a marvelous legacy in this area with their culture and the mansions and the industry and, you know, keeping with the business today.
Now, somebody coming to the Brandywine Valley, is some unique place to stay. Where, I mean, there's probably dozens and dozens of different hotels and inns that one can stay at, but is there one place that sort of stands out that you feel that maybe they should give it a look
at? Well, I'd say if I had guests, I'd let them stay in my house, and I would go to the Inn at Mont Shannon Village.
I'm all for that. All right. All right, everybody, let's go. We're going to Sharon's house.
That's right. Well, I've told other local travelers that that's what they should do. They should leave their guests in their house, and they should go to one of these fantastic bed and breakfasts, which we often don't get to because we live right here. But the Inn at Mont Shannon Village is almost like a recreation of Brigadoon. It's just north of Wilmington, easily accessed from Westchester, Chads Ford, Kennett Square. And it's just an amazing village where the DuPont workers used to live, and which has been restored and decorated in just incredible fashion. Each room is different. I believe they have between 15 and 20 suites. They can configure them different ways. But each one is decorated differently and very eclectically. And you could spend a week in one of their bathrooms. They're so beautiful. And as well, they
it
have
on
site.
Depends on where we eat. We probably might.
Well, there's a restaurant right there, Kennett Crazy Cats Restaurant. It's spelled with two K's, Crazy Cats, which is one of the top area restaurants. And they're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for people who are staying there, as well as lunch and dinner for other area visitors. But you could be very happy just eating at Crazy Cats and staying in your room at the Inn at Mont Shannon Village.
The book is Brandywine Valley, The Informed Traveler's Guide by Sharon Silverman. She has a website, www.brandywineguide.com. For more information about the book and the publisher, check out brandywineguide.com, which is also updated with info on new restaurants, change in admission fees, etc. If you've already bought the book, you can keep up to date with the Brandywine Valley from Sharon Silverman. Thanks for joining us today on Travel World, Sharon. Glad you could join us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And when we come back, a look at a train trip across Canada with Ann Martin. Stay listening to Travel World across America via satellite.
Right here on our brand new slot here on the Star Guide 3 system. And we encourage all of our new stations to join into our show. Stay tuned. Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Looseport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Back is here in the studio with Stephen Pickford, and we got our special guest on the line, one of our favorite guests that we have, somebody who's familiar to the Travel World audience, Ann Martin, travel writer from Canada.
Yes, Ann Martin joins us now to talk about one of her latest ventures, which is a television series, Railway Adventures Across Canada, which is airing now on PBS affiliates on the 1st of August. It's actually running on Vermont Public Television for our listeners in Vermont and Southern Quebec. Welcome to Travel World, Ann.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It's a delight to be on board the Travel World Express for a change.
Well, Railway Adventures. You went coast to coast across Canada, and it comes out in like a three-hour journey, like right across the country. Tell
us
more about
Stephen,
it.
You know, Stephen, it could have been a 24-hour journey by the time I was finished. So much had to end up on the cutting floor. But as a result, I think it's one of the fastest-paced shows that a lot of people have seen. I've been... if I sound a little egotistical, please, I don't mean to be, but I've been getting so many compliments from people that say that it really gives you a sense of the whole country. I think what makes it different is that we're not just sitting on a train looking out the window, although that's a wonderful experience in itself when you don't have to get up and drive and do all those things. But we get out and we explore all the provinces, we go all to the different parks and the cities, and also get a sense of all the different cultures that exist across the country. So it's not only geography and history, it's entertaining, education, and a wonderful experience. And as you know, because you love the trains too, traveling by train is a great experience.
We love it. Via rail across Canada, that is the way to go. And you've broken up the series into the 3 one-hour segments, beginning with Maritime Odyssey, because this is actually the way you could do it on Via Rail. Maritime Odyssey, then the Quebec-Windsor corridor, and then out to the West Coast.
That's right. Actually, it's interesting, and if I can just digress for a second, because you'll appreciate this. Some years ago, somebody in their wisdom did a television show called The Last Canadian Train Journey, and what it was really referring to was the last time that the train actually traveled all the way from Halifax right the way across to Vancouver. As you know, and I know, it became very uneconomic to do such a thing because they had to keep ferrying all the engineers and people back because they could only look after a certain amount of track for security reasons. So they started to divide the system up. But that particular journey played on PBS affiliates many times, and people were sort of calling up Via and saying, oh, we better cancel our trip. We understand there are no more trains, you know.
So it
caused a lot of confusion. And I think this is why they and PBS love the new series, because we show all the different trains that you can take and how it's divided up. So you board the ocean in Halifax. But we do digress out to Newfoundland and to Prince Edward Island, even though there are no trains there anymore. They've turned all the old rail tracks now into rail trails. So you can go hiking, or you can take an ATV or a snowmobile or whatever your mode of transport is, and hit those trails and enjoy life. But coming back to Halifax, you take the ocean from there. Then we head out on the Chaleur out to the Gaspé Peninsula. And this month, in fact, is the 100th anniversary of the ocean train. So it's, I think, the longest running passenger train in the world. I may be...
Right, the longest that operated on the same route, under the same name. And that was just around a week or so ago. Malcolm Andrews from Via Rail was down at Halifax for the ceremonies.
Right, right. And, we could say in the world, couldn't we?
Yes, I guess so.
Everybody else does.
Everyone else does. If it's in the press release, it's true, right?
That's right.
Well, why don't we do
then we had that particular, the Maritime Odyssey, literally takes in all of the maritime provinces and goes also out to Les Îles de la Madeleine, where we go out onto the ice floes and see the birth of the baby seals. And then we take the train from Quebec City and travel through the heart of the, well, we call it Journey to the Heartland, the next episode, and that takes us through Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan. And then we pick up Frontiers of the West in Edmonton and travel all the way around. There's so many trains out west, it's amazing, because you've got the Skeena, the Rocky Mountaineer, and the VIA trains, and then you've got the Malahat Dayliner on the Vancouver Island.
Which is one of the last Bud rail diesel cars still operating in revenue service in North America
That's
these days.
That's right, yeah.
We actually have a picture of it on the wall here in the studio.
Yeah.
It trundles down the tracks.
So that tries to keep you focused, does it, on why you're doing travel?
we foam at the mouth at railroads here on Travel World.
I love it. It's the best way to travel. And the fact that you can just sit down and have a lovely meal or a very nice drink. I always say VIA serves the best Bloody Marys anywhere in the world. And we love to sit there. We can enjoy the scenery. You can get up and walk around. You don't have to bother with so much. I don't mean that it isn't secure, but there's not such a high emphasis on security all the time. You can actually enjoy your trip.
I would say a nicer way of saying it is they're not in your face with it.
That's right.
I mean, they have a high attention to safety and to the details and the comfort of their passengers. This I've noticed very acutely while traveling VIA rail. But what it is that they do it in such a way that it's not intrusive on your rail going experience.
It's absolutely the case. And the other nice thing is that you are traveling from city to city. You're not traveling an hour out of the city and then having to find your way into the city. That's the great thing about trains, too.
Wow, yes,
downtown to downtown convenience. And
it really is, yeah. The other nice thing, too, and you must, perhaps Malcolm alluded to it, is all the wonderful deals that you get on VIA. If you're over a certain age, a senior citizen, you can sometimes have a package where you've got your companion free, or grandparents can take grandchildren for free. So there's a lot of nice ways of traveling and blending in the whole family. It becomes relatively inexpensive by comparison to other ways of traveling.
There's some good value-added fares at various times of the year for senior citizens, for children traveling with paying adults, the CanRail pass system with unlimited travel
with a certain
number of days.
And actually, if I may just tell you, one of the things that VIA has done with this particular broadcast on the Vermont public station is that they're offering, we have a special draw for people. So they're going to be able to get a draw prize to go across from Montreal to Quebec City and then also two nights in the Le Centre Sheraton.
Okay, so that's in collaboration VIA Rail Canada and Starwood Hotels, putting that together for viewers that tune in Sunday, August 1st, 7:30 p.m. on Vermont Public Television, serving upstate of Vermont, throughout the northern part of New England and into southern Quebec. And, of course, you can ask your local PBS affiliate as to when they will be carrying Railway Adventures Across Canada, as produced by Ann Martin. Now, as we come up to the top of the hour, what is the one special memory that you came back with after traveling across Canada by train, Anne?
Well, unfortunately, I had an accident while I was filming, so that was a very precious memory.
Well, you saw it on Vancouver Island. Yes, I remember
that's
that.
That's right, yeah. So that was an unfortunate memory, but I think the best memory I have is that it's the people that you meet when you travel, and it makes it so interesting, and you come away, because you've got time to chat with them. There's nothing else that's intruding on your time, so you can really find out about people. I met Pierre Elliott Trudeau once when I was on the train. I met John McDermott, who is a great singer and has also appeared on PBS stations. And so many other just average people that say that they love to travel that way because it gives them the time to enjoy and they're not having to worry about the traffic. So that was the good thing. Perhaps the greatest thing was on the train once and watching all the traffic at a standstill on the roads.
Well, that was a good sight. And, of course, the food on board the train, hey, just taking in the
showers. You know, the showers are great. But also it's the cities. We have such a fantastic country. I had a compliment paid to me about the wonderful film and photography of the series. And I said, you know something, we've just got a wonderful canvas on which to work, because this country is just such a fabulous country.
Just turn on the camera and, hey, it sells itself. The series is Railway Adventures Across Canada. Ann Martin, the producer, thanks for joining us today on Travel World.
Thank you so much, Stephen, for giving me an opportunity to chat with you on Travel World. I really appreciate it.
And as we come up to the end of Travel World, another week has gone by.
Where does the time go, Steve? We just let it flow away. Time flies when you're having fun. Once again here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, what do we got coming up next week, Steve?
Next week is Lake George, New York, Fort William Henry Hotel, the all-new, all-suite section, most beautiful hotel in Lake George. Hey, it's better than ever, and we'll be there live in Lake George, New York.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Bob, you can say your name.
Yeah, I'm Bob.
Oh, yeah, he just remembered.
The nervous guy.
Yes, okay.
The nervous guy.
I'm the nervous guy.
Yeah, our brand new operator, Bob Cassini. Thanks for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show. Happy traveling, everybody.